Well, this morning we're going to talk about something good. We're going to talk food this morning. Todd Rocker's in with us this morning, helping to represent the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic. As well, Lent is right around the corner. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and that means coming up on Friday is the first of the Friday Lenten fish suppers. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me in, Jim. Yeah, we're ready to fire up the ovens for the baked fish. We're ready to fire up the oil for the fried fish, and you can almost taste it thinking about that. But yeah, this is something that Knights Columbus has done every Lent for many, many years, and we're glad to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You get a lot of good support. It's a lot of volunteer work there.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of our Knights Columbus members pitch in and help, and they're cooking, cleaning, serving the food, cleaning up afterwards. And yeah, it's a great fundraiser for us.
The local council of the Knights of Columbus here through Saints Peter and Paul, the ones that helped to sponsor this and organize all this, and it all goes towards scholarship efforts.
Yes, every year we give up to 10 scholarships to our high school seniors, and they must be a Catholic, and you know, they meet certain requirements, and it's a $500 scholarship. So we love to give those away and help our kids that are going on to further their education.
Yeah, free money's tough. Isn't it tough to give away?
Every little bit helps out. You know, it's $500, and I know there's lots of scholarships out there that kids can apply for and receive. And so, like I say, one more scholarship is just going to help them out.
Well, and I know sometimes when folks look at the dollar figure and think, well, gosh, it's going to take a lot more than that to get my kid through school, but you puzzle all this stuff together and you come up with a nice picture when you're done.
There are thousands of dollars, as we all know, given away in the Atlantic School District every year, and most other schools the same way, but there's a lot of funds to tap into with scholarships.
Is this the only way that the scholarships are funded? I know there are other projects that the Knights of Columbus do throughout the year, but is this the primary funding source?
This is the primary, yep, the one and only funding source to fund those scholarships that we do each year. And so we have fun doing it. It's a bunch of Knights of Columbus guys getting together, and it's a way for us to serve the community, help out during Lent, and then help out our youth.
Six Fridays during the course of the Lenten season, starting this Friday, March 3rd, and then continuing on March 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st, and then on April 7th will be the final one, and it's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. When folks come in, what will they find?
Well, they're going to find, they just walk in, they make their payment, they walk in, and we have a serving line. And we have KC members that will serve up the fish and the baby red potatoes and green beans and homemade coleslaw, garlic bread, and then, of course, their drinks. And we also have desserts that are available for a free will offering. And those go to our St. Peter and Paul Catholic youth group activities that they do. And so it's a great meal. And it's well worth your money to come in and help support the Knights.
Absolutely. And you have your choice of baked or fried fish.
Yes, folks, the last 2 years, Jim, we've done the baked fish and the fried fish, and that's gone over very well. You can have your choice, one or the other, or even have some of both. And it's also all you can eat. You can come back through the line a second, a third time. We want to make sure everybody's getting plenty to eat.
Well, as one who has volunteered in the past to help cook some of that fish, I know it can take, the baked fish is wonderful, but it does take a significant amount of time to get each of those servings taken care of. I suppose the fried fish kind of keeps it going a little faster.
We run about 3 different fryers, and we run about 4 different ovens, and so we keep the fish, you know, keep it coming. And like we say, we're going to serve from 5:30 until 7. Should just mention, Jim, the cost. Cost for the supper is $9 for adults, $4 for children 12 and under, or, please note, $25 for a family. So we know that bringing a family out to eat can get a little expensive, and so we're just trying to cap that at $25 for a family. So we want families to come out, young and old, everybody help support the Knights Columbus scholarship funds.
That way we don't have to do any math at the door.
It's a lot easier to do the math at the door. That's right.
Well, and folks can plan for that, too, when they come on down. And, of course, if you want to give more, that's just fine. I know a lot of folks will come down, and as couples, and it's $9 a piece, so that's $18. They hand them a $20 bill. They don't want the change back. It's $2 doesn't mean that much to me, but it can help with the scholarships.
That's right. That's right. So we encourage everybody to come out, support the Knights during Lent, come out and have a great fish dinner, And everyone is welcome as well. I do want to stress that this is open to, you know, the community of Atlantic, any and all, you know, church members from other churches. I've asked some of them to put it in their bulletins. So we hope to get a great crowd. We hope to serve 125 people or more every single Friday.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's you see a lot of folks. I know a number of folks from around the community and other communities close by, too, that will patronize that event each year. They may not necessarily be Catholic, but they do enjoy the food.
And I will add, we've had some people come from other communities. I'll just say, for example, like coming over from Avoca, and they've been back more than once and twice. And they've told me personally, this is the best fish that they have come across. And so come out and try it. If you haven't been to St. Peter and Paul, our Knights Columbus Council, if you haven't been there to eat the fish supper, come out and try it. Do a little comparing. If you're running to some of the other folks that are also serving fish during Lent, I think you'll find that ours is right up there, maybe even the best.
I like to joke sometimes it's kind of a secret recipe how the fish is baked, but you know what? It's not really all that secret. It's just pretty much, it's a large batch recipe. It would be difficult to do it that way if you're doing it at home for the family.
We do have some special seasonings that are, you know, you can go to the store and buy them. It's just a matter of how we do season the fish, and it comes out tasting great.
Absolutely. A lot of good stuff there. And when you do come to support that, and now you touched on this too, that the youth groups will also have desserts. That's not part of the meal. That's sold separately over there as a donation toward the youth groups. But boy, there are a lot of good homemade desserts of all kinds that come in. And if you want some ice cream on top of your dessert, you could probably do that too.
Oh, yeah. It's always brownies, cookies, cake, pie, all kinds of different bars. And just like you say, you can add ice cream off to the side or ice cream a la mode, you know, on the pie. And that's a free will offering. You can just drop in the basket what you want. And that's a great way to top off the fish dinner is with a little dessert.
Well, church communities are a community, of course, or a community of local people, but sometimes they don't reach out much outside their own congregation. Is this an opportunity for you to reach out and just to kind of keep in touch with some other folks around the area?
Absolutely. Other members from other churches, other communities, yes, everybody is welcome. And, of course, it's a great thing to do as far as getting community people together. It's called fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. Just getting folks together and having a dinner together, having some conversation, especially during, you know, March, during Lent, you know, who knows what the weather can be. Sometimes it gets a little dreary, but it's a great way to get out and just be amongst friends and family and have that fellowship time.
You bet. Well, you spent most of your professional career in the education field, so I know that scholarship function is a pretty important one to you, too. How do folks find out more about those scholarships if they would like to maybe inquire about signing up?
Well, I think that they can pick up applications at the church office, which is right across the street from St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. And also, probably the easiest way to find them is our Knights Columbus Scholarship is listed on the AtlanticIAschools.org on that website, and then you just click on scholarships, and then I think it's off to the left-hand side under local scholarships, and then they're all in alphabetical order, and then just go down to K for Knights Columbus, and then you can click on that, pull up the application forms, and then I believe you can drop off the application forms once you've filled it out and have all the requirements, drop it off at the parish office. Phil Haskell is our Grand Knight, and you could also drop it in the mail to Phil Haskell, Atlantic, Iowa. And I know he's on Galveston Road. I'd have to tell you the exact numbers, but you know, you can always get them to the parish office and drop those off. The deadline, I believe, is about mid-April. I believe this year it's April 17th.
Okay, very good. So get after that here pretty soon. If you have any questions, you could probably always call the church office, and they can set you in the right place, too. Very good. Again, those Lenten Friday fish suppers, baked and fried fish suppers, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus with Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, are at the Parish Center, again, starting this Friday, March 3rd, and then each Friday through April 7th. That's six consecutive Fridays, so put those on your calendar. A lot of good stuff on the menu, $9 for adults, $4 for children 12 and under, and again, they have that family fee as well this year. If you bring the family, $25, we'll just call it good. How's that sound? Very good. Well, Todd, thanks for coming in again, and appreciate you doing this and supporting the scholarships for the youngsters.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for having me in.